In the early 1960s, the construction of Interstate 20 was hailed in Monroe as something more subtle than a corridor for interstate travel.
People were basically, all the people I was in contact with, really was enthused because, you know, we were getting a bridge.
Richard Paulus, an engineer from Monroe, had been with the Department of Transportation for about a year when I-20 was being formed.
We had an engineering gang, and at the time, Robert Graves was our boss. We was responsible to lay out the work and to oversee the quality control.
It would become Northeast Louisiana's path to economic development. In serving the South Central Corridor of the country, I-20's eastern terminus is in Florence, South Carolina. The roadway splinters from the East Coast Interstate's pipeline, I-95. 20 runs across six states where it eventually forks with Interstate 10 near Kent, Texas. Some cities in the state have been able to exercise the opportunity of experiencing growth along the thoroughfare. Kurt Foreman, president of North Louisiana Economic Partnership, believes it's about the company realizing its objectives.
They're looking for something sustainable and competitive to help them often compete on a global basis. So sustainable advantage, that might be a cost-effective and well-trained workforce. It may be good transportation access to serve customers.
He points out a prime location has to have support, and that's where smaller towns and communities lose out.
But it always comes down to a site may be a great one, but if the infrastructure's not there, it's not likely to develop. So I think where you see things happening close in along I-20 in Monroe, West Monroe, the opportunities in around Ruston, it's going to tend to be where the infrastructure is.
Some projects, like the four-laning of Highway 167 in Ruston and Monroe's upcoming improvements to the I-20 Garrett Road interchange, help position those cities for economic development. Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo feels emphasis on the infrastructure in that specific location will create positive gains on both sides of I-20.
That's just going to be a major boom once the infrastructure is completed. A lot of synergy in the I-20 corridor, and so that's going to be one that's going to help our community in a huge way.
The prospect of improving access along the corridor is encouraging. It may provide some relief to an aging interstate. The original design, created 50 years ago, is based on a 20-year traffic model. Department of Transportation and Development District Director Marshall Hill.
We have really, let's say, three sections of the interstate in my district, which are the nine northeast parishes, that has had little to nothing done to them since, you know, the mid-60s when they were built.
A portion of one of those sections is about to undergo a major rehabilitation project. The resurfacing of I-20 from Garrett Road to the approach of the elevated section near the Monroe Civic Center will regenerate the highly traveled stretch of roadway. Hill suggests as conditions for traffic flow are addressed, there are ideas to aid increasing traffic to the system. He says a third lane at some locations along the corridor would help, but there's another issue to address.
What really holds those projects up are overpasses. You know, those piers for your overpasses that will have to be either, you know, moved, and there's just not enough room there to put three lanes in area. So, you know, if we could add additional lanes even between overpasses would help greatly. And we're looking at doing some of that.
Even with the possibility of additional projects to the interstate highway, the path to finding federal or state funding in difficult economic times is uncertain. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.